This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the entire Northeast, including Assam, is the Ashtalakshmi of India, addressing at the booth Vijay Sankalp Sabha in Guwahati. The Prime Minister also said during the last 11 years, the NDA government led by BJP played a very important role for the development of Northeastern region.
आज केंद्र की बीजेपी एनडीए सरकार देश के छोटे-छोटे शहरों में इलेक्ट्रिक बसों का जाल बिछा रही है. आज ही मुझे गुवाहाटी में 100 इलेक्ट्रिक बसों को हरी झंडी दिखाने का अवसर मिला. इस वर्ष के बजट में भी पूर्वोदय स्कीम के तहत 4000 इलेक्ट्रिक बसों की घोषणा की गई है. इससे आने वाले समय में बहुत बड़ी संख्या में असम को भी इलेक्ट्रिक बसें मिलने वाली है.
He slammed the Congress for negligence and underdevelopment of this region during their rule. The PM accused the Congress party of pushing Assam towards violence and promoting instability during their decades of rule in the state. The PM said that during last 11 years, more than 5.5 lakh crore rupees allocated to the Northeast and unprecedented development can be seen in the infrastructure sectors of this region.
इस साल के बजट में नॉर्थ ईस्ट की कनेक्टिविटी को और अधिक मजबूती देने का काम किया गया है. कनेक्टिविटी बढ़ती है तो रोजगार के अवसर भी बढ़ते हैं. इसलिए असम में हाईवे और अन्य रोड प्रोजेक्ट के लिए करीब हजारों करोड़ रुपए देना तय हुआ है.
Earlier, Prime Minister Modi inaugurated and flagged off several development projects worth more than 5,450 crore rupees in Assam today. The Prime Minister inaugurated the Kumar Bhaskar Verma Setu across River Brahmaputra, connecting Guwahati and North Guwahati, built at a cost of 3,000 crore rupees. After the bridge inauguration, the Prime Minister proceeded to Lachit Ghat, a nearby area, and virtually inaugurated the temporary campus of IIM Guwahati and the National Data Center for Northeastern Region at Amingaon in Kamrup District. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that the Cabinet Committee today approved the launch of the Urban Challenge Fund with a total central assistance of 1 lakh crore rupees. The central assistance will cover 25% of the project cost, subject to raising minimum 50% of the project cost from the market. This will lead to a total investment of 4 lakh crore rupees in the urban sector in the next 5 years.
With the investment of 1 lakh crore from the Government of India, more than 4 lakh crore rupees investment will come for the entire urban area. All cities with 10 lakh plus population, all capitals, major industrial cities with 1 lakh plus population, and cities in northeast and hilly states, un sab ko leke aur bahut sari tier 2 aur tier 3 cities ko leke, is project ko kiya jayega.
The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs yesterday approved 3 multi-tracking projects covering 12 districts across the states of Delhi, Haryana, Maharashtra and Karnataka, increasing the existing network of Indian Railways by about 389 kilometers. The total estimated cost of the projects is around 18,509 crore rupees and will be completed up to 2030-31. These projects include Kasara, Manmad 3rd and 4th line, Delhi-Ambala 3rd and 4th line, and Ballari-Hospet 3rd and 4th line. Akashwani News is starting a new series, Prakriti Ki Baat Akashwani Ke Saath. In the first episode, we speak to Minister of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupendra Yadav. In the program, he talks about India's commitments and achievements regarding environmental conservation and mission life. He also shares how different ministries are working on this issue with the whole of government approach. To listen to the podcast, tune in to 100.1 Akashwani Gold today evening at 5:10 p.m. You can also listen to it on News on AIR app and News on AIR official YouTube channel. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, Scotland were 118 for 5 in 13.4 overs against England in a Group C match in Kolkata when the reports last came in. Earlier, England won the toss and opted to field. In badminton, India's Pramod Bhagat clinched the men's SL3 gold medal at the BWF Para World Championships. And that is the end of this news bulletin.